Le MAPIC, le plus grand salon de l'immobilier commercial au Palais des Festivals de Cannes sur Radio Immo.
Bonjour, bienvenue sur Radio Immo en direct du salon du MAPIC à Cannes. Nous sommes avec Alfie Gibbs, Chief Development Business Officer de Diria, et qui nous fait la gentillesse d'être présent. Good morning, Alfie.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Andy.
Good, it's great to see
busy
you.
Busy MAPIC?
Yeah, incredibly busy, incredibly exciting. There's a really great atmosphere here this year, which is fantastic.
And your stand is one of the most popular
thank
in the
you.
Show.
Thank
with,
you.
With
yes.
such a beautiful model. Maybe you can explain us who you are and why you're here.
Sure. Look, so as you mentioned, yeah, my name's Alfie Gibbs, Chief Business Development Officer for the wonderful project that is Daria, one of the projects that really form part of the 2030 vision of Saudi Arabia. I've been in the region for about 24 years, working across various countries in the Middle East. I'm very humbled to have been part of the amazing growth and certainly the amazing growth and changes happening within the kingdom at this particular time. So I feel very humbled. Vested in the region, children born there, you know, lived there for a long time. Children speak, read and write Arabic. So we're very vested in the region. And as I say, very humbled to be part of Daria, which is a most amazing project.
Yeah, as you say, humility is not the first word that comes when you see the project in itself. And maybe you can explain it a bit more about the data and figures, which are so massive. I mean, from our French or an European's perspective.
Of course. Look, the project is a large project. It's a project of new development and also of regeneration. Daria is a place that has existed for a very long time. It's the founding place of three Saudi states, the last of which was formed in 1932, the modern state of Saudi Arabia. It's also the birthplace of the ruling family, the first ruling family of the kingdom. And it's also home to Tarif, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, one of eight actually within the kingdom. And it's a place of beauty as well. The whole project is surrounded by Wadi Hanifa, which is a 63 square kilometre natural wadi, which is oasis. So it was the capital of the Arabian Peninsula. It's very lush. It's a cooler environment as well. Amazing topography. So really, it's no surprise that this place is steeped with history, heritage, culture and community as well. So that all forms the DNA of the project and what we're doing. What we're doing is as you mentioned, it's large, it's big, but it's also very sensitive, and really has the cultural elements at its heart in terms of everything is low rise, low density. It's all within the form of traditional Najdi architecture, which is beautiful and provides a beautiful canvas for all real estate asset classes. I would suggest there's two parts to Daria. There's Daria 1 and Daria 2. It's about 14 square kilometers of mixed-use development. To give you some idea of the assets that we're building at this particular time across the master plan, we have about 1.6 million square meters of commercial office space. We have about 28,000 residential units that are being built at this particular time. That'll give rise to about 100,000 residents living within Daria once we're completed. We have 300 branded residences as well. We've started to sell those residences, and they've sold amazingly well, absolutely amazingly. So some of the most amazing brands.
To who?
To Saudi nationals predominantly. Okay. You know, that's really, I think, you know, the type of and quality of product that we're putting into the market is, I would suggest, unprecedented at this time. So there's a real demand for these branded residences and you know, and residences in general, certainly in this locality, because as I say, Dhiraya means so much to the people of the kingdom. So we have the residential component. We have about 568,000 square meters of retail. Within Dhiraya 1, we have a retail heart, if you like. If you look at Dhiraya 1 as a project, you visit the stand, Dhiraya 1 is quite linear in terms of its design. It was described to us as part of the original vision as a beautiful necklace. And in the middle of this beautiful necklace, the jewel, is a retail component of lifestyle retail of about 186,000 square meters. So I'm from the UK, so that would be square feet, so about 2 million square feet. And then we have 40 plus branded hotels as well. So it's a project that covers all asset classes. We also have iconic assets. We have an opera house. We have an arena that we're building, and
museums. I saw also museums and universities.
So I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So the two parts that are incredibly important and authentic to Dhiraya. We have 8 museums and cultural assets as well to celebrate that rich history, heritage, and culture that Dhiraya represents, and the kingdom, you know, wants to showcase as well, because it's absolutely amazing to understand more. And then education, as you mentioned, education is incredibly important. We have across the master plan 16 schools, including certainly a significant representation of special needs schools as well.
Because you have so many residentials, you need to
absolutely
all the facilities.
And you know, the umbrella that covers all of this is not only the topography, it's not only the Najdi architecture that we're celebrating. In fact, it's low rise, incredibly important. But it's also the public realm and the customer journey and the customer experience. So Dhiraya 1 is a completely walkable part of the master plan. We have rerouted one of the major arteries, which is the Western Ring Road. Dhiraya sits to the west of downtown Riyadh. It's already a suburb that exists. So this is, as I say, partly regeneration and partly new development. We've put in place a super basement, as we call it, coming directly off of the Western Ring Road. It's an undercroft. We dug through down about, I think, 40 meters of pure limestone, and put in a super basement of, in some places, 3 levels, some place 4 levels, 10,500 car parking spaces. We dug out 10 million cubic tons of limestone that we actually put back into the development as part of our sustainability credentials.
Yeah, you're aiming at LEED.
So for Dhiraya 1, we have pre-certification for LEED Platinum. That's pre-certification. Now, of course, we as part of this super basement and substructure, the idea is that Dhiraya 1 is completely walkable, so no cars at all. We have 9 welcome halls and 2 metro stations coming into Dhiraya 1, 4 metro stations across the master plan. But the idea is that we're putting that 21st century infrastructure in place to really support sustainability credentials that are incredibly important to us as part of this this beautiful project.
Well, some data and figures again, because they are so impressive. What about the number of jobs created?
Yeah.
And let's talk about the investment number.
Yeah, so look, I think the most important thing for us is the community, right? I think that's key. And the people of Riyadh and the people of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia are so incredibly proud of Dhiraya and what it stands for, and all of the, I keep mentioning that, history and that heritage. It's a fundamental part of the DNA of what we're doing. So I think actually to engage with the community is incredibly important, to engage with the broader Riyadh demographic. You remember 52% of the population are under the age of 30 in the the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Really?
So very, very young.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Very, very young demographic. So creating employment opportunities is really important. So if you look at today, our estimations, by the time we deliver Dorea as a master plan, we'd have created 178,000 jobs. And if you just take as a frame of reference, you know, and perhaps a gauge, you know, Dorea is over 2,000 employees today, of which 78% are Saudi nationals. And 36% are Saudi national ladies, of which 22% are in managerial positions. Mm. So it's incredibly important for us to engage with the local community, incredibly important for us to provide not just jobs. I mean, I don't really like the phrase, you know, we're creating jobs. We're actually creating and giving careers to the young Saudis. And you know, part of my job as an expat that has lived in the region for a very long time is really to focus on mentorship. You know, I'm a custodian for, you know, parts of the project, but it's really important that we have that bench strength and that next generation coming through, and you know, it's happening because, as I say, people are just so proud of what Dorea stands for. There's no shortage of young Saudis that want to be part of the project, and we love that. We're very proud of that as well.
But what is the objective? To be a touristic destination from all over the world, or to become an iconic city in Saudis for nationals?
I think it's all of that and more, right? I think fundamentally, because Dorea already stands for something. There is a purpose, there is authenticity to it. And that goes back to, as I mentioned, you know, the founding place of three Saudi states, the birthplace of the ruling family of the kingdom, you know, the a Tarif being a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It already has that, you know. I'm sure one of the overused words that you hear is placemaking.
Well, yeah, you have the roots.
Yeah, we already, yeah. Exactly. Mm. It's already, the foundations are there. And I think, you know, look, in terms of Saudi's open for business, right? It really is. Dorea is really a voyage of discovery, and we're really asking and welcoming and suggesting to people that they should come and look and should come and discover, you know, even as it is today, because we're very sensitive to everything that it stands for. And at Tarif, King Salwa Palace, there's a fantastic trip and journey that you can have. We've delivered some assets, Bujairi Terrace. There's 24 restaurants there that are connected, quite close proximity to Tarif. So we're saying, look, this already has placemaking. This already has the roots and foundations. Come and discover it. But look, we're also doing so much more. We want so many more people to come. So what we're trying to create is a real community with all of the stats I gave you around the different asset classes. Dorea really is a place where you can not only live, but you can work, you can shop, you can dine. You know, it's one of the world's most amazing gathering places. This is really what we're looking to create.
What is the achievement day? Final delivery.
Yeah, so it is. It's a must-see destination within the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And you've got to remember, you know, Saudi Arabia has been incredibly successful in bringing the Expo 2030 to the region. So, you know, when you come and you visit, this really is a destination we want people to actually come and discover. But we also want the people of Saudi Arabia to celebrate, you know, their roots, their culture, their history. So it really is for everyone. You know, building 40 plus hotels really is obviously for regional tourists, is for domestic tourists, but it's also for international tourists. There's so much to see, so much to discover, so much to celebrate, and so much to experience. So yeah, it's one of the world's greatest gathering places. That's that sense of community for the people that are living in Riyadh is incredibly important, and for regional and international tourists to come and discover as well.
Yeah. In terms of delivery,
yes.
What are the dates?
So the bulk of the master plan will be delivered, if not all of the master plan, by 2029.
Mm-hmm.
Some assets sooner than that. So we're looking at the retail hub which is Dreya Square, this beautiful jewel I spoke about as a centerpiece of Dreya One, which is if you like the beautiful necklace. It will be delivered third quarter of 2027. A lot of the infrastructure works, as I mentioned, is completed. So certainly the undercroft, the super basement, the gyratory, the road network underneath is in place. We're coming out of the ground now. There's 80 plus tower cranes, as I mentioned, 40,000 people working on site, 60 plus remote cranes. This is real, and we're building all of it at the same time as well. So there's a lot going on. It's incredibly complicated as a development, but certainly the retail component, the Dreya Square, the centerpiece, is scheduled for third quarter of 2027. So we're actively talking to a lot of retailers, having some fantastic conversations where retailers are really sort of really grasping and understanding what we're trying to create and being pretty innovative about what they can offer as well. This is so much more than just transactional for them as well.
Yeah, because they can customize their shop units and the facades, maybe.
I think the beautiful Nanchi architecture gives them an amazing canvas for really, to express themselves in a new way. But what's really interesting is that a lot of brands have rich history. They're looking to connect with the next generation of customer, and when you just focus on shopping malls have been a lot of my career, and I love shopping malls and it's great, but what we're able to give them is a building really where they can express the history and heritage and tell their story and demonstrate how they'd like to show up for the next 5, 10, 15 years as we tell our story as well, as we tell the story of Dreya. So I really think that they're grasping that. There's so many brands, even new brands, it's not just the historical, the luxury brands that have history. New brands, how they got here, how they became what they became, what direction they want to go in. And they want dwell time. They want people to stick around. They want people to spend longer. And that's what we're doing at Dreya. We're creating that gathering place. We're creating amazing, beautiful public realm. We have amazing topography, amazing landscape, amazing food and beverage. So, yeah, we want people to stick around as well and experience that sense of discovery.
Impatiently looking forward to discovering this.
Please, we invite you. Please come across and experience it.
Yeah, we'll do. Absolutely. So thank you very much, Alfie, for being with us. And I hope this MAPIC show will be very, very successful for Dreya Square.
Thank you so much. Look, Dreya is open for business. We welcome you. We welcome everyone. Please come and take a look at our stand and please visit us in the kingdom.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Thank you. Okay. Merci.
Le MAPIC, le plus grand salon de l'immobilier commercial au Palais des Festivals de Cannes sur Radio Immo.